piece of jewelry.
A bracelet?
And around her neck.
Necklace?
We're talking about beads. It'd be a... What of beads?
String of pearls, like, you mean, or...
Okay.
They used to wear chokers, I don't know. And they won't wear those anymore.
It's something men used to wear to hold with their pants.
Suspenders?
Any old-fashioned name for that?
No, that's the only thing I've ever heard of called.
And what you'd hold over you when it rains?
An umbrella.
And the last thing you put on a bed?
Bedspread.
Okay. What about something that women used to make?
Quilt.
Okay. And at the head of the bed, you put your head on a
pillow.
Do you remember anything about twice as long as a pillow? Do you ever hear of a bolster?
Yeah, on the back of a couch, you know.
Uh-huh.
Sometimes a couch that can be made into a bed, you'd have bolsters.
How far across?
Well, some of them you could get to go the whole length of, you know, like the back of this, and some are two pieces.
Do you ever say it goes clear across or slam across?
Clear across.
Okay. And if you had a lot of company and didn't have enough beds for everyone, for the children to sleep on, you could make a...
I've heard a pallet.
Uh-huh.
You know, they used to say that one when I was little.
Mm-hmm. And when you're plowing the trenches that the plow cuts, those are called the... Did you ever hear furrows or...
I don't think you have.
Do you ever hear of when you're plowing with two horses, do you ever hear one of them called a lead horse or saddle horse or nigh horse?
No, I've heard like a lead horse.
What is a lead horse? When do you have a lead horse?
When?
Mm-hmm.
Well, when you've got a lot of them behind them, I guess that's the best trained horse that knows where to go and what to do. And
he's hitched up in front of the others?
Uh-huh.
And you'd say, we expect a big crop from that field because the soil is very...
rich?
Or in other words...
fertile.
Okay. What different kinds of land are there around here?
Oh, there's sandy, and then there's... clay, yeah, and black. You know, black... black dirt farmers, you know, like for farming.
Did you ever hear of loam? For
sandy
loam. No, I haven't.
What about gumbo? You ever heard of that?
Gumbo.
Uh-huh.
Is that something you eat? Is that what you...
Well, yes, it is something you eat, but also some areas.
That would be the only way I've heard it, you know, is for something to eat.
Well, there's some places have a real sticky sort of clay.
No, I've never heard of it.
And they call that gumbo.
Yeah,
the flat land along a stream or a river.
Riverbed?
Or that's overflowed and is good for planting because it's rich. Do you ever hear bottom land or
animals? Yeah, that's around Mississippi. It's bottom land, isn't it?
You never hear that around here, too?
No.
Really no rivers, it's all flat. Mm-hmm. Not much overflow.
And a grassland that could be good for raising hay but not really good for growing much else. You call that a...
I think I'd call it anything.
Do you ever hear of a meadow or prairie?
Yeah, but not from here, just from, you know, way back.
Well, what did you hear?
Oh, reading in school, you know. Or poems and things. Prairie would be out west. And
What about meadow? Do you ever hear?
I always think of meadows filled with flowers up around the mountains or something.
And land that has water standing on it.
Soggy?
Or that would be a...
It's like the Everglades, you know.